Today is the Feast of the Holy Rosary, also the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. So we do have the opportunity to offer the Mass of the Holy Rosary on this first Sunday in October. So the epistle for the Feast of the Holy Rosary is taken from Proverbs chapter 13. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not be past their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth. I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing with him, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways, hear my instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my door. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Please be seated. There is no surer means of calling down God's blessings upon the family. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As I mentioned, in this month dedicated to the Holy Rosary, we have the opportunity to celebrate this feast on the actual feast day itself, October 7th, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And Pope Pius XII, when he said that there is no surer means of calling down God's blessings upon a family, is through the praying of the family rosary. Certainly we know that it is a weapon that is given to us in these times that we live, something that was given to us as a means to fight against, in a sense, the enemy. You know, we think back to when the rosary was given to the Catholic Church. It was given to St. Dominic back in 1214, when he was fighting the Albigensian heresy. And so he had prayed to the Blessed Virgin Mary to help him to, in a sense, to fight against this heresy. And this was the answer that was given to him. It was a means that was given to him to fight. And I think that's something that for all of us to utilize in this time period. We can see the way that the world is going, the struggles that the church has had. And so from that, God has given to us a weapon, a means to pray for God's graces. You know, we think about the reasons that we pray the rosary. Certainly, one, it was given to us for world peace. You know, that we think about Our Lady of Fatima. But also when we talk about what Pope Pius XII had said, the blessings of God coming upon a family, Certainly it is a means of preserving the home, the family life, something that is attacked in today's modern world. And so therefore, all the more so should we be praying our rosary, more rosaries than even just one a day if we can. And that's where we need to devote that time to the praying of the rosary. Certainly, if we claim we don't have enough time to pray the rosary, we need to change what we're doing. All of us should definitely be able to pray the rosary, at least one. Many times we have time in the car, we can pray an extra decade or two, praying for certain intentions. And so that should be something that we think about, the means of preserving our family, our home. And then also it is to give us courage for the difficulties of life, the temptations, the struggles that we have. I mean, sometimes you may even be given that as advice. You know, the temptations, the struggles that we have, well, you may be given advice to pray the rosary or pray an extra decade or pray, you know, some Hail Marys to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Certainly we know, you know, obviously the means to try to help us to remain pure, especially in this modern world, the advice of 3 Hail Marys in the morning and in the evening for that intention for purity. We turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We ask for that help from her. And so it's a means for us. And then certainly, finally, it's a means of preserving our faith, of helping and strengthening us. Why? Because with the rosary, we're able to meditate upon, you know, the mysteries of our Lord's life. We're also able to ask for these fruits from the mysteries. Sometimes you hear those announced, especially if you were here yesterday for the 15 decades that we prayed. You hear these different fruits that we ask for from each of the mysteries. What do we contemplate? What are we asking for? And those are means for us to gain graces from God. It's a help to us. It's a means to us. And that is what is given to us. St. Louis de Montfort has said, "Let me just place a rosary around a sinner's neck and he will not escape." And he meant that in the sense of bringing them back to the grace of God. And so certainly if we have someone, a family member, a loved one who is away from the graces of God, we'll pray a rosary for them or pray the 54-day rosary novena for them. It's a powerful novena. Yes, we take 54 days to do it. But when we're asking for graces from God, when we're seeking these means from God, why not try to take advantage of that opportunity? It's 27 days of petition, 27 days of thanksgiving. But again, it's a powerful means that God has given to us to ask for these graces from God. And so also the rosary, as I said, it helps us to meditate upon our Lord's life. It's a vocal and a mental prayer, combining the two. And that is why we have the repetition in the rosary, so where it enables us to think about other things, thinking about the mystery that we're contemplating at that moment, the fruit that we're asking for from God. And so certainly heaven has given this to us. We need to take advantage of the means, the weapons that, you know, God has given to us of asking for this devotion to Our Lady. Is one of the things that Sister Lucia realized that she would have to do spending her time here on earth. That she was spending this time in order to promote devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And one of the best means of that is through her Holy Rosary. And so certainly will also be a consolation to us being able to pray that, asking for that from our Mother. And so certainly we need the proper disposition for that, to pay attention during the rosary, paying attention during the sermon too, instead of talking in the back. And so it's helpful for us to pay attention during our prayers, to listen, if we're beseeching God, if we're asking for these things from God, well, then we certainly need to be paying attention to that. And so that is something that we must try to work on. And then certainly our perseverance in our prayer life. As I say, the 54-day rosary novena is a perfect means for us. A perfect means for us, too, to give that devotion to Our Lady. And that Fatima is something that the prayer and penance that was asked from each of us. And so with that, there's also a story to try to tell you, to help to encourage you to say the rosary, to say it properly. But there was a king, Alphonsus, king of Leon in Galicia. And so he very much wanted his servants to have a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So he tried to encourage that. He tried to encourage all of his servants to have that. And so one of the things that he did, he wore a large rosary around his belt. But unfortunately, he never really prayed his rosary, so he wasn't leading by example, besides the fact of just having the rosary there as this sign to them. And so this large rosary, yes, through that, a lot of his servants, a lot of the courtiers of the courts, they prayed the rosary because of that. But then he fell seriously ill one day. And so the people kind of, in a sense, left him to die. They thought there was no hope for him, so he received a vision. His vision was that he was before the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the devils were there mentioning all of the sins that he had. And so he could very clearly see where he was going to go. And that our Lord would condemn him to hell. But then right before that, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared. And she wanted to intercede for him. And so she mentioned, she said, well, let's bring out a scale. So you always see those scales that they have, scales of justice. And so his sins went on one side and it lowered down to the ground. And then she took the large rosary that he wore and she put it on the other side. And then all of the rosaries that were said because of his example. And then therefore the scale went the other way. And so then she asked her son, she said, can you give him more time? Can you allow him to have more time to rectify this? And he was given more time. And so when the king came back, in a sense, to life, he realized the time he had wasted. Yes, he encouraged all his courtiers, the people of his court, to pray the rosary, so that was that good example that he gave. But yet he had not prayed his rosary. And so in the few years that he had left of his life, he realized the importance of the Holy Rosary. And so he prayed his rosary with fervor. He encouraged other people to pray their rosary. And so from that, that grace that Our Lady won for him, that he would have more time. And yes, it's not just for us just to wear our rosary, to have our rosary. It's to pray it. And it's to pray it with fervor. And so as I say, in this month dedicated to her Holy Rosary, take the opportunity to pray your rosary and to pray it well. And as I say, if you don't say your family rosary, well, now's the perfect time. Now's the perfect time to start in this month of October, especially this feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. But to continue it on and continue asking for these graces from her. As I say, whether it's the 54-day rosary novena that you pray, your family rosary, there's many graces that can be won. And that is why Pope Pius XII had said, there's no surer means of bringing down God's graces upon a family, to help a family, but to help us all in our needs that we have. And that's why I'll leave you with the words of Sister Lucia when she said that no problem is too big for the rosary to handle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.